This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to Season 8 of the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your guide, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. A world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, not to mention at times some not-so-subtle commentary involving the blues of the 30s to the releases of today and everything in between. We've been tasked with an awesome responsibility. Let's get started. Welcome back to Chapter 6 of the Ohio Homegrown series, here in the garage. A vetch, according to Merriam-Webster, is any genus of herbaceous, twining, leguminous plant. A bitter vetch is a high school band from Centerville. They have 145 to their name on the Dayton label Pixie, and it's a good one. Bigger Fool, backed with A Girl Like You.
Back, but you're in the
If you get nothing more out of this Ohio Homegrown series, at least your geographical skills have improved. Which brings us to Struthers, Ohio, just southeast of Youngstown, and the next Ohio band to have a big single on a major label. The label, Capital. The single, Nobody But Me. The band, The Human Beings. Capital misspelled the band's name, leaving off the G, but vowed to fix the mistake on subsequent releases if the single had no success. Of course, it went top 10, meaning the elusive G would be permanently forgotten. The only thing to do now was to quickly release an album highlighting the single, as we previously discussed, including 11 other cuts to round it out. Although a second single made it number one in Japan, it flopped domestically. The Beings would release one more LP before calling it quits, titled Evolutions. Here's Nobody But Me and Dance On Through, a cut that sounds more like John Fogerty and Creedence than it does The Beings from the first album. And from the second, I've got to keep on pushing. Note the version of Nobody But Me. This mix was found on a Capitol sampler disc from 1968 titled Super Oldies Volume 3. A set that also included two Outsiders cuts. Listen for a guitar chord intro before the feedback begins, and a cold ending with no fade. The cut also runs 10 seconds longer at 2 minutes 29.
Can do the hate like I do, nobody can do. Ooh-ra-loo. Charles.
'67 was a big year for rock and roll. Sgt. Pepper, first LPs by The Doors and Hendrix, The Airplane's Surrealistic Pillow, Cream's Disraeli Gears, and Big Brother and the Holding Company, just to name a few, were released. And it was very clear that the guitarist and his buddies next door were listening. Here's 1967 through their eyes and amplifiers.
Thank you.
tired of dying alive if you.
Watch and care.
Rock and roll here in the Vinyl Garage.
Want to tell you about my girl and what she did to me. Now here I am, all alone in misery. I got something to say, little girl. Something on my brain, little girl. The first time that I saw you, thought you were chopped, little girl. But now, I've proven to you you're not, little girl. Well now, I've got something to say. I don't wanna love you no more. I've got something to say. I don't wanna love you no more. You
pocket, 'cause I'm coming home. But I wanna tell you, oh, I wanna tell you. Well, now I've got something to say. I don't wanna love you no more. I've got something to say. I don't wanna love you no more. I've got something to say. Come on, bring it home, baby.
Made up of OSU and Columbus High School students, the 4 o'clock balloon was very fond of the West Coast sound, something that's clear after hearing their one and only single, and specifically the B-side, Two Heads, a distinctive Jefferson Airplane feel. The balloon opened for Hendrix when he performed in Columbus and came very close to a record deal with Mainstream Records. Five high school guys from Brunswick were the journeymen. Their only single, She's Sorry, was recorded on vacation in Tampa, Florida, and saw a good amount of airplay in the Akron market. From 20 minutes west of Youngstown, specifically North Jackson, was The Hazards, a short-lived band that released one single, a garage rock classic and mild anti-war record titled Tinted Green, the only release found on the Unicorn label. Toledo was the home of the aptly named for the period band, the Kaleidoscope Machine. There were a few hundred copies of their Y single pressed. Uniontown and Green High School host The Interns, a band centered around the son of a doctor that explains the band's name and source of the medical garb they performed in. Once again, 145 to their name, I've Got Something to Say. With a guitar intro reminiscent of Time Won't Let Me, also from Youngstown, were The Caretakers, a junior high band, and their one single on Wham!, a relatively prolific hometown label, Have You Seen My Baby? Apologies to Tom King. One way cool name for a band was the Uncontrollable Surdy Grievous from Cincinnati. Their psychedelic period piece was Nothing New Under the Sun, found on the minor major label Josie. The band released only one single and lasted only until 1968.
Words of the wise are spoken in hush, heard o'er the cries of a fool. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. One sinner destroys so much good.
Enormous amount of garage bands across the country, it's not unusual for different bands to latch on to the same name, and in some cases causing one band to legally take ownership of that name. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised that four Ohio bands found common ground when choosing that name. Bands in Dayton, Bucyrus, Columbus, and Mansfield each claimed the moniker of King's English, three of them releasing a record. The first, a teen band from Bucyrus's Crawford High School, released one self-financed 45 credited to the original King's English. You Couldn't See, backed with It's Impossible. The obvious influences are Dylan on side one and the Rolling Stones on the B.
As you came my way, the same words I wanted to say, but that choking hand around my throat meant no. For you no longer I can call mine. You love another, you're no longer mine. And if I can't hold on, I think I'm gonna cry. Oh, but you couldn't see how much I need you, how much I want you, how much I need you. No, 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 you couldn't see. And as you walked away from me, I beg that you could hear the plea that welled up deep inside my throat. My lips would not leave. To see the hug written upon my face, you'd know that you'd left a trace of your memory imprisoned in my tortured mind. Oh, but you couldn't see. How much I know, no, no, you couldn't.
understand. I guess it's my fate to live with your memory. And I think as long as I shall live, far away, I'll never give. Unless my love, you comfort that to me. No, you couldn't see how much I needed you, how much I wanted you, how much I know, no. How much you mean me. I can never forget, baby, the touch of your sweet lips. Every time I see you, baby, it makes me want to live. But I know it's impossible to make you see just how much you. I crave for you and your love. You don't know how much I pray to the one above. Swing out now, honey. How much you mean me. I crave for you and your love. You don't know how much I pray to the one above. I can never see, baby, I can get along without you. But you know, you mean so very much to me. And from the first time that I met you, honey, yeah, I knew, baby, yeah, I knew that it just had to be you and me. But yet, I know it's impossible, oh yeah, to make you see just how much you mean to me. I crave. And your love, you don't know how much I pray to the one above.
Yeah. The band that probably prompted the aforementioned to call themselves the original King's English was their Columbus counterparts, and their cover of the Yardbirds' Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. Their 15 minutes came when they opened for the Turtles at the Ohio State Fair in 1966.
Tell a wise man by the way he speaks of spells. Is this more important than the story that he tells? You're a bad man, fool, if a wealthy doesn't strive. And then Mr. You're a better man. Thank you. could tell a man if your faith he doesn't hurt. You say the color of his skin is the color of his soul. The superman is bad for Queen Anne Carson, and he must die. But then Mr. You're a better man.
On the quite prolific Prism label from Dayton was that city's entry into the Let's Name Our Band circus. The lack of judgment when a name comes into play is eclipsed by what was, really, a good record. It could be bad, backed with toys in her attic.
Look at her.
Ditto the Triumphs, a band name that the Discogs website assigns nationally to at least 10 groups, two of which were here, Ashtabula and Dayton to be exact. The Ashtabula Triumphs released two singles, their first being recorded in the Chess Studios in Chicago, The Big Time for Blues Rock, a cover of Paul Butterfield's Lovin' Cup. The Dayton Triumphs were an R&B band with a female lead singer. Their first single, You Gotta Dance, was on the Chicago label Cha-Cha.
Well, early in the morning when the sun come up, he be sitting there drinking from a love cup. Won't you tell me somebody, what can I do? From that loving cup too. Baby, I wanna drink from that loving cup too. You don't comb your hair, you don't mend your clothes. What else you don't do now, nobody knows. Won't you tell me somebody, what can I do? Well, I wanna drink from that loving cup too. Baby, I wanna drink from that loving cup too. She be downtown, baby, earning lots of money. Instead of walking around the streets, baby, acting funny. Won't you tell me somebody, what can I do? Well, I wanna drink from that loving cup too. Wow! Give me a taste. Well, don't let those good things go to waste. Won't you tell me somebody, what can I do? Well, I wanna drink from that loving cup too. Oh, and I wanna drink from that loving cup too. Yeah, I wanna drink from that loving cup too.
Closing the show and the year 1967 is the New Hudson Exit, an Austintown band born out of Fitch High School. But it's the loss of an original member and his replacement that secures this band's place in rock and roll history. The inclusion of guitarist Phil Keggy a full 2 years before the formation of the Glass Harp. Their Date Records single, A-Side Come With Me, highlights the Keggy guitar. Someone the Who's Pete Townshend described as the best guitarist he's ever heard.
I never knew that I could love someone this way. Now she's gone and in my heart is something I can't say.
I can't believe that this so beautiful had to die. I'd look to memories, but they just make me cry. And I'm waiting for her love to come again.
A day she left, I knew that she would not return. My arms grow lonely as my lips for her kiss yearn.
All that's left inside me is a feeling of emptiness. My mind is still filled with dreams of a loving caress. And I'm waiting for her love to come again. I can't believe that this so beautiful had to die. I look to memories, but they just make me cry. And I'm waiting for her love to come again.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
She comes back for she knows that I always care.
And I'm waiting for her love to come.
Waiting for her love to come. Waiting for her love to come again.
Great. The next thing is, I was with no real sense. Right. Since you went out there, I've seen on the sheet or something.